This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Lots of things going on. The House is contemplating their navels, at least the navels on the other side of the aisle, if you know what I mean. I don't know what to call them. I guess you call them dictators. Democrats. Ah. Yeah, well, D for Democrats, D for dictator. It's all the same, right? And boy, they come out in this last hour, Sheila Jackson Lee, I mean pontificating, holier than thou, asking a man to break the law right before their very eyes. And, you know, you can just see what would happen here. What they're asking, of course, is Bill Barr to give them the unredacted report. Mueller, unredacted, including all this stuff from the grand jury, which is illegal, which has, of course, been pointed out to them. Hello, you're asking. Now, so let's do this. What would it be, then, if Mueller goes, oh, I'm so afraid of you. Oh, yes, Mueller, I'm afraid of Sheila Jackson Lee and the likes of Jerry Nadler. Shocking, shocking. What I'm going to do is, here's the report. Take it, please leave me alone. I'm just a little Bill Barr. What is wrong with me, right? So just, I mean, think about this. So Bill Barr, he's so intimidated by the majority in the House. So he hands it over. And he goes, wow, I feel so patriotic. I feel so much better. I turned it all over to them just like they asked. All of a sudden, one of them says, hey, foo, we got you, foo. And Bill goes, what do you mean? Well, you broke the law. At our request, you broke the law. What's that mean? you go to jail, foo. We flipped the script on you. You go to jail, foo. And Bill Barr goes, oh, no. No. Michael Cohen, what happened to you is going to happen to me. Club fed for you. Maybe. Right? Yeah. Club fed for you. That's basically what we're saying. Club fed for Bill Barr. That's what they want him to do. I'm sure the hypocrisy, in other words, will show up. Hey, 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 we fooled him. We scared him. We intimidated him. We were screaming. We were pontificating constitutional issues. And we embarrassed him so much that he gave up that report. And then all of a sudden flipped the script. Bill Barr, you are a lawbreaker. See, you're contemptible. So asking, that's really a bright idea, isn't it? Isn't that a bright idea? I mean, really, to ask the Attorney General. Well, I'm sorry. That idea actually has happened in the past when there was a Democratic president named Barack Hussein Obama. In fact, it happened all the time, didn't it? Oh, I'm talking about Eric Holder and then Loretta Lynch. Loretta Lynch. How many times did she break the law? Oh, I know. How about, the Comey thing and all that stuff with Hillary Clinton. Remember, Comey was under the FBI investigation. Get it? Eric Holder before that, and Comey, he's Mr. Lawless. And then Fast and Furious. And then you had, after days and days and days, they finally did get a contempt charge against the Attorney General, Eric Holder. And nothing came of it. But Eric Holder had some real serious legal problems where he had broken the law, and they wanted answers to it, but he wasn't going to give up those answers, so they held him in contempt. So far, Mr. Barr hasn't broken any laws, and he doesn't intend to break any laws, and they're mad. They're angry. So he's going to take it out on him. So this is the talking point of the day. Bill Barr, break the law, and you'll go behind bars. Bill Barr. Enjoy those bars, Bill Barr. I know, he'll go to Club Fed. He and Michael Cohen can play chess and things like that. That's what they would do. So I say, good for you, Bill Barr. And by the way, the president, if you have not heard, has come out and claimed presidential privilege. So there you have it. But now that's the talking point. They're yelling and screaming and no more. We got other things to talk about. But the thing that was interesting in the last clip, is how this whole thing is playing out into what we've been talking about today. The theme today is borders and dams. And then all of a sudden we get to leaks. Because dam leaks and border leaks? Oh, yeah, the Oroville Dam is leaking like a sieve, baby. Leaking like a sieve. It's not supposed to, right? It's not supposed to. Leaking like a sieve. Now, here's the deal. That's a bad sieve up there. But what about our border? It's leaking like a sieve, too. Now, that brings us up to the Judiciary Committee in the House, Mr. Nadler's committee, and everybody else. All the Democrats in the House, by the way. But it's not just those Democrats just that you see up there. But, you have other Democrats as well that do nothing but leak, 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 leak. Eric Swalwell, as an example, would be one. Adam Schiff, 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 Schiff. Adam Schiff is a notorious leaker, of course. So, in other words, if Barr was to give up, and the big concern, obviously, Barr was to give up that unredacted version, not only would he be breaking the law, playing right in their hands because they could charge him later, but also, what about the leaks from Adam Schiff, 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 Schiff? You know that all that stuff, including grand jury information, would be out in the public domain. That would happen. So this is what we know today, is that we not only do we have a leaking dam, we have a leaking border, and we have a leaking House of Representatives. And, when you think about it, there's so many similarities as to who's causing those leaks now, isn't there? In all three levels, there's similarities as to who's causing those leaks. In every serious leak that's going on in this nation, those are the top three, of course, there's some sort of involvement by the Democrats. California, Jerry Brown, Gavin Newsom, and the whole Democratic machine, the borders, the whole Democratic machine that has, during the Obama administration, has compromised all these judges and organizations, and now you have a multi-billion-dollar industry, a multi-billion-dollar industry in sex trafficking, human trafficking, smuggling, and drugs that's popped up and being protected by, oh, the good progressive lawyers that are hired by the state of California, which does what? Well, it takes the money that's supposed to be used for the dam in its maintenance and operations and takes that money and spends it on the illegal foreign nationals. Leak to leak to leak. Isn't that amazing how that all works out, huh? You see what I'm saying? These same people have created this mess that we're in that threatens so many, threatens the sovereignty of this country. And that's a key thing, sovereignty of this country. If one of these things blows up in a big way, it won't be the Mueller thing. It will be the border thing and the damn thing. Those are the two top priorities. When we come back, we'll talk about the border and the dam. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yes, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? Wonderful day in the neighborhood. Of course, what's been happening at the border is another situation, huh? Another situation altogether. We're getting all kinds of weird reports about things at the border and some of the stuff that's been happening. Of course, what's going on in Venezuela, right? All kinds of weird things. Yeah, and it's just all part of what we are growing up with here. This is one of the things that came out. It ties into our stories about what's going on in the border, around the border. It hasn't quite hit us here, but some of the stuff that's the pressure points of it. And we're going to start in the Western Hemisphere. We're going to start in Venezuela. This is a report that was done. Let's see if we got any audio on this. I want to make sure we got the right kind of thing going on. Sometimes we don't get the full breadth of this. UN sets up refugee camp in Colombia. Oh, that bountiful United Nations, right? The wonderful, wonderful United Nations.
Got great ideas to
Yeah, well, we're going to get to that in a second. Got to get rid of these clowns over it. Yeah, that one. Those guys. We've got to get rid of those guys. Now, I think we're just kind of all done with that, aren't we? What I'm talking about is that hearing going on over there where they want to, you know, indict Barr and all this other good stuff. I'm not too sure we want to have that going on. That's just me, anyway. Okay. This is from Venezuela. Crisis in Venezuela, refugee camp being set up by the United Nations. Those wonderful, thoughtful people at the United States. Do you think they'd ever want to help us out in the United States?
As the fight continues for control of Venezuela, more people are leaving the country to find work and medicine and food for their families. Hyperinflation is so extreme that the Associated Press reports the average monthly wage is $6.50 U.S. Humanitarian workers with the United Nations have set up a refugee camp across the border in Colombia to help migrants escaping Venezuela. They say they need to expand as the economic situation there gets ever worse. Fox is the first English-language American television network to get a look inside the camp, and our Ellison Barber has the latest from there in Maical, Colombia. Ellison?
Hi, Shepard. Yeah, so this camp right now, officials hear you, and officials say there are about 256 people living here. At least half of those are children. There are 60 tents, and this right here is one of them. This woman lives here with her six children. She says it's okay if we show you what it looks like inside. Her oldest child is 10, her youngest, 7 months. So each of these tents can hold up to six people. Again, this one right here has six children and their mother for now. This is phase one of the UN refugee camp. They say they plan to expand this, add exactly, actually double the amount.
Isn't it amazing what they're doing? Those refugee camps, how they're setting them up. Is there a refugee camp in our future? I guess that's probably one of the big questions, right? I suspect not. But, you know, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if there was, come on, you got to think like a Democrat, right? Of course, it's amazing what's happening in our own border right now. The crisis is reaching ahead, of course, and going to reach quite a bit bigger head. I think there's a lot of things that are moving along the border that a lot of people don't necessarily want to talk about, but we don't mind talking about them here. The average price well, the baseline price, I should say. This is information that's come to Agenda 21 Radio exclusively. We have the content of a lot of information that came to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be more than happy to spread it over time. But let's start with, what does it cost to get you across the border these days? A new recent study that's kind of top secret, I guess, has shown us that the baseline price, the minimal, it's described, I believe, as the minimum baseline price for a human being to be brought across the border is about $4,000. That's the baseline. The high average $8,000 to $10,000, and then extreme valuations up to $1 million. $1 million to pay these people to bring you across. Then there's the buying and selling of kids, which you call outright slavery, right? Or even humans buying and selling to bring them across the border for indentured servitude, sex slavery, and the like. That's $8,000 to $12,000. In toto, just the minimum amount of money that the cartels got that could be tracked. Now, this is a tracking system that is in place to track the money that the cartels, through primarily HSBC Bank. Yeah, that bad boy. This is the same bank that we talked about earlier with James Comey. He used to be one of the directors, served on the board. Now, what was his job? Well, he was there to facilitate money transfers to form ISIS from Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, their administration. All this money was tracked right to them, to HSBC. And who was there? Hi, I'm Jimmy Comey. That was me back in the day. That money was used, of course, to create the standing army of ISIS and help worldwide terrorism grow. Now, listen, this is not fake news. This is stuff that's very well documented now. We found all this out by way of Scott Bennett and Brad Birkenfeld and others, and Booz Allen Hamilton. This is stuff that's in the public domain now. We know these things. And what about Hillary Clinton? But the money, you follow that money, and it leads to these people, it leads to HSBC. And why would it's the big money bank for the cartels. All the cartels put their money there. That money that they charge when they buy and sell people, human beings, like slavery. Modern-day slavery right here. But the minimum amount that was tracked, $2.1 billion last year. Just for that stuff. That's not even drugs. Is the other part. So $2.1 billion. That seems like not too much. But this is in the United States. This is not worldwide. This is just the United States. That's a lot of billions. And that's probably, as I was debriefing the people who were talking to me about, I said, is that really the real? No. That's just what they could account for. That they could see, that they could really tick and tie together. That's what they got. I said, could that number be 12, 15 billion? This easily. But the evidence is complete. It is happening, and that's at minimum what's going on. And it's kind of like when they bring people across the border and you say, well, yeah, they caught 150,000 last month, which, by the way, is an outrageously high number, right? But those are the numbers we're starting to see that they're actually catching. But then there's probably another, 300,000 that got away without being caught. So I'm saying to you, the million man marches on to get 1 million people across the border. It is on. So you see, those are the kind of extremes that are working down there at the border. These are the numbers that they're dealing with. Now, where do those billions of dollars go? Well, they go to the coyotes, and they go to this whole thing about renting children. When we come back, we're going to talk about the leaking border and the child rental business. Stay tuned. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Get out! Hello!
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it's kind of interesting to see all these things that are happily played. I'm just going to get away from. I am just going to get away from all that stuff. Who's this? A Marine veteran nicknamed Combat Barbie stuns in sexy pinup inspired shoot. Aha! Those Marines, I'm telling you. They are, you know, those Marines are coming in all different sizes, just sizes and shapes these days. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that one with you. By the way, stunning news. It's 74 years ago today was Germany surrendered. World War II was over. V-Day. Stunning. 74 years ago today. That's pretty big news, guys. 74 years ago. It's almost like it was yesterday, huh? Well, I mean, listen, I wasn't around then. That was before my time. But the after effects, you know, growing up in a world that was post-World War II, being born in that era, then growing up, you know, and Kennedy and Martin Luther King and Bobby and that sort of thing. All that stuff. Yeah, all that stuff. All that stuff was pretty amazing stuff. And now, of course, we don't have any after effects of that left over now, do we? Oh, no. Except for what might be happening at the border. Hello. Isn't that interesting, though? Except what might be happening at the border. Northern Triangle migrants, payments to smugglers in 2017. I wonder what they could be talking about that. Smuggling routes from the Northern Triangle. One of the biggest things that's happening right now and the biggest focus that's going on, obviously, in this whole issue is the Northern Triangle. The Northern Triangle. And now this is, you know, it's interesting we come up with all these names. This is not really far away from where we live. It's in our Western Hemisphere, and it's really important to what's going on at our borders because they're coming from those areas. Now, what are we doing about it is the big question, and again, nothing is the big answer. I mean, we're basically falling down as a country. And it's the president who's trying to pick us up and get us, he's slapping us around, going, wait a minute, we got to put a stop to all this stuff, you know? So, what about these smugglers and the payments that they get? And how much money is it worth to these people? Well, it's kind of interesting. The information is now starting to really creep out about this, about the money. And about everything else that's going on, right? And understanding that relationship between human smuggling and drug trafficking. A lot of people don't understand that that relationship exists. It's completely fraudulent what is going on, obviously. This is corruption of an unprecedented magnitude. And it's happening at a governmental level. Okay, these are governments that are engaged in this. When you have governments engaged in open lawlessness like this, we got a problem. And right now we got a government in California that's clearly benefiting, and certainly members of the government are benefiting from the human smuggling that's going on. Yeah, you don't think of maybe a governor or members of an assembly or the House and so on that are benefiting by the smuggling of anything, right? But let's take a look at the case of Leland Yee just a few years ago. Leland Yee, a sitting California state senator from San Francisco. What was he engaged in? What did they bust him for? Smuggling. Oh, really? Yeah, and he's in jail now. Had two offices. Oh, we had to find that out the bad way. Two offices in the Senate. The good office where he was kind of, you know, posing as a legitimate senator. And then the other one in the Senate chambers across the street. The evil one where he was working out the details of smuggling weapons in the United States, including weapons from where? Benghazi. Oh, you know, Sheila Jackson Lee, how we had to endure the shocking Benghazi hearings with Hillary Clinton. Of course, we all know now that everything that they were claiming we were reporting in real time back in 2012 was true. Ms. Lee, you want to be in denial about that. But Leland Yee smuggling weapons. And engaging with a guy by the name of Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. Shocking. Right here in California. Now, there's an example of somebody who was using his office to enrich himself. Oh, I'm sorry. And who was Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow working with? Oh, let's see. Was that the driver? Chief of Staff or something like that for Dianne Feinstein? Oh, yeah, that's right. Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow is always meeting with that guy, Chinese guy. Everybody said, oh, he's a spy. No, he's not. He's my driver. He's my closest confidant, Dianne Feinstein would say. Really? Now, I don't know about you, but gosh, that seems a little suspicious, doesn't it, to you? Smugglers typically fill a number of roles, whether they are working as independent operators or as a part of a group or network. Did you know that? Facilitation and coordination, identity and recruit migrants. Identify and recruit migrants. That's facilitation and coordination. Collect upfront fees. Pay other smuggling organizations during the migrant's journey and coordinate some or all of the migrants' travel from their source country to their final destination. Don't you hate it when... See, it's so... What I'm getting at here is when you get to the governmental level and you want to smuggle things, there's a bureaucracy. There's actually a bureaucracy in lawlessness. I mean, you got to organize it. If you want to be right, James Comey, right, Hillary Clinton, you got to organize these things. So is there a relationship between the smugglers of human beings and drug trafficking? Well, let's see. What might that relationship be? Probably it's money and it's a commodity. That money has to go somewhere. Well, it doesn't matter if it's humans that you're smuggling or if it's drug trafficking that you're smuggling or if you're just buying and selling humans to be traded on the open market like little children. Coming up to your break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about that free exchange policy of the little children and those rental fees. Tax or appeasals. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all
precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Teen illegals try to get across the border, and every one of them is dressed up and looks like they're U.S. Marines. Now, on the surface of these pictures, nothing looks too out of the ordinary. A military van full of U.S. Marines. But alert agents, border agents at the Campo border stop, which is over by San Diego, saw some things that didn't fit. Let's start with the van, for example. It did indeed belong to the United States military. But it had been reported stolen out of the Marine base in Yuma several months ago, which is probably where they first kind of cooked up the plot. They thought, well, we got a military vehicle here. But they had altered the plates. The checkpoint agents noticed the government plates. And in fact, I think we can zoom right in here and I'll show you here. Take a look at that. See what they tried to do? They tried to turn a zero into an eight, but that looked pretty crudely done. The 13 people in the van had paid $3,800 to get smuggled into the U.S., and 10 of the 13 were deported back to Mexico. But three are actually being held here so that they can testify against the coyotes, the human smugglers who are trying to smuggle them in. You know what happens a lot of times, these coyotes. Yeah, they charge $3,000 or $4,000 to sneak somebody into the country, but then they bring them here, they get them into a drop house, and they hold them for ransom. Things can obviously take a bad turn. Now, they are both U.S. citizens. That they were in what's called the scout car that were down the road. I'm talking about these coyotes. U.S. citizens. Inside that car were reportedly a bunch of fake Marine documents. So now there are a lot of questions about the case. In fact, Naval Criminal Investigation is in on this, kind of like NCIS, like the TV show. It's all spelled out in some documents, and the question obviously is, they know where they got the van. It was stolen right out of Yuma. But where'd they get those military uniforms, and where did they come up with these fake documents as well? So it's all pretty interesting. One interesting note, you guys, all 13 illegal aliens thought they could obviously make this happen, or they wouldn't have done it in the first place. So they made the one mistake with the license plate. But right. Their other mistake was probably almost enough to qualify for News of the Weird. You know what they did?
What they did? What?
All 13 of them had the same name right on their little name badge there.
What was the name?
Every one of them was Marine Perez. So that was probably... You know, when the Border Patrol gets together and tells their stories, that's when they'll run.
Well, I can imagine when they pulled them over, they said, ma'am, your name, Private Perez. Your name, Private Perez.
Private Perez. There you go. But, you know, it's kind of interesting in this day and age what's happening here. And I bring this up because this is the 75th anniversary of course, World War II ending, or at least in Europe. And what was the big battle that happened just prior to this, the counteroffensive by the Germans called the Battle of the Bulge? And I bring this up because I think it's very interesting. This story was done in 2011. It was a story that we reported back in the day. I can remember talking about this. It was something that I thought was quite shocking. And, you know, of course, it was. But I bring it up because it's now 2019. So we have a stolen Marine Corps truck, van, and 13 Private Perez's inside. Kind of reminds me of the Battle of the Bulge. Remember what happened in the Battle of the Bulge? Oh, maybe you don't remember this, but just before the Bulge battle began, the Germans got all the American uniforms they could get, and they dressed up their own people in American uniforms. Then they started flooding these Germans dressed as Americans behind the lines. Whole units, you know. And, of course, what were they there to do? Sow chaos within the units behind the lines. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? That's just crazy. Do you think that possibly this sort of thing could go on now, given all the problems at the border? Do you think it could go on now like that? I don't know. It's just kind of weird, isn't it? It's just weird. In a world of weird, it's weird. Anyway, just thought I'd share that one with you. I think it is weird, and I think it's probably maybe possible that these sort of things are still going on today. But in this day and age, in this time frame, when everybody's kind of a little bit edgy, especially here in California, it's something to see a special note for. I'm going to play right now. We're going to join, this is the hearing. I think it's Mr. McClintock from California who's speaking. This is about the bar thing. We're going to jump back to this. I know it's breaking news still. It's still breaking news because it's still going on. Here we go.
Under scrutiny either. So what to do? Well, the answer to that question is before us right now. Even though there was no legal requirement for the Mueller report to be released publicly, the Attorney General has released it with the sole exception of material he is legally forbidden to release, amounting to 92% of the document. He's offered the chairman and the ranking member of this committee the opportunity to review the additional redactions that can be reviewed in a classified setting, leaving only about six lines out of 182 pages. But instead of reviewing that information or changing the law to allow for its public release, they order the Attorney General to do what he legally cannot do and then charge there's a cover-up.
There you go. That's what we've been saying. So that's McClintock. It's amazing. Now, I didn't call him. He didn't call me. It's just kind of this is what stupidity draws. But the leaking dam of Oroville, and now they're going to set off explosions. That's the other part of it. When we come back from the break, we'll have a minute or two to talk about that. Gee whiz, what is really going on? Explosions? Vibrations? It's the vibrations, silly. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts,
but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
I love the purple she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Tribute to the Oroville Dam, of course. All those good vibrations causing by the explosions and all those trucks, you know.
I'm picking up vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up
those good vibrations. Yeah, they just want to keep those good vibrations all over the dam, just sort of crushing the rock underneath the spillway and then fill it up with water and then creating all kinds of phreatic movement, porting, oh, geez, and more water oozing out of the spillway. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? It's kind of like a good song, you know?
I don't know where, but she sends me there.
I have a feeling we're going to find out where this dam is going to go, but that's just where they're going to send us anyway. Little play on words going on, obviously, with the Beach Boys' 1968 version of Good Vibrations. And I just thought, one of our listeners wanted that played, so we played it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got a lot of things going on, and we'll play a little bit more here and kind of hear it in the background a little bit as I'm talking. Oh, here we go. I love that vibrating voice, right? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got to run for time. please visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.